Blog Talk Radio.
Never had it so good. Sports Media Network, along with Spiritually Reincarnated, present to you 1 hour of spoken word live. I'm your host, Gilbert Sines. Join us every Saturday night from 7 to 8 p.m., taking your internet radio experience to the next level, one poem at a time. Welcome to Spiritually Reincarnated, May 4th, 2019, the day before Cinco de Mayo. And I want to welcome you to 1 hour of spiritual spoken word. I have my brand newest poem that I just wrote, finished this week. It's called A Spiritual Place. And then I'm going to do a love poem for all the ladies out there. I'm going to do a love poem before we do a poem to a song and go to a little break. And then we'll come back and start the show. But like always, I'm starting off my debut. This is my newest poem. And this poem is called A Spiritual Place. And this is kind of like a dream-based type poem. Beyond the boundaries of time, there's this place. The breeze peacefully flows and engulfs your face. All your bad thoughts will erase, and then God will replace that empty space in your soul. When you let go and give God complete control, the color from the clouds light up the day, and time just fades away, and you are free from the sins you committed yesterday. I walk my path with the blackness of death buried beneath my feet, my shame and pride buried so deep, my sanity hangs on a cliff really steep. I can't sleep or eat as my self-prophecy causing self-defeat. As I continue getting stabbed by the needles of time to a dark, unsettled place where my soul can't unwind. We all eventually create our own destiny and wait for whatever is meant to be. At night, I can't sleep, and soon a day turns into a week, and the depths of life become really deep above the rainbows and stars in the sky. The beautiful angels are hovering close by. Beneath the shadows, our sins lie. As our soul sheds our body and begins to fly. Beyond all the whispers and feelings of hate, our souls emancipate to another state as we continue to spiritually reincarnate. Every day is a brand new beginning. We try to make sense of this world that we live in. Way beyond the clouds, there's this place, a dimensional space where all negative will erase and God will replace all your pain in this higher spiritual plane. The trees in this place are extra green and peace, and the peaceful, serene, so, and the peaceful scenery, so quiet and serene. The sun glows while the wind blows, and you can see God's image in all the meadows. Beyond the boundaries and beyond our beliefs, there lies this place where you can experience eternal peace and visit the souls of the deceased. This place is unlike anything. And as I hover over it, in and over it, this place is unlike anything. As I hover over it on an angel's wing, way beyond the boundaries of our dimension lies eternal peace. And all your pain, God will release. The beauty of this place has colors I have never seen before, located way beyond the spiritual door. Sometimes when I close my eyes, I can feel that I can fly. When I focus intently on my spiritual eye, beyond the boundaries of time, there's so much to see, and I can go be with God for eternity. That poem is called A Spiritual Place. I just wrote it, so I haven't really had that much time to rehearse it. As you can see, it came out just a little rough, but I promise next time, next show when I say it, it'll be a lot smoother than that because I have more time. That poem was brand new, just straight from my head, straight to your ears. This next poem is not a new one. This one I wrote after kind of I had a rough time. I can't really call it a relationship. I guess a friendship wanted more kind of went bad. And this poem is called Long Lost Love. My broken heart will eventually mend as I keep trying, but I continue fighting just to get her attention. Love goes way beyond my comprehension, and it broke my heart not to mention. My emotions got in the way. So many regrets I have to say as I cling close to God to guide me through another day. Life can cause so much frustration due to misunderstanding and miscommunication. Long lost love that I've been searching for so long, and a sparkle from our heart will never be forgotten. In order to win, sometimes you have to lose and learn to read the cues, or you might just lose her forever. If you can't survive through the rough weather, if it's meant to happen, love will occur on its own. We must not interfere and learn to leave fate alone. Long lost love, so pure and strong. The remnants of it continue to shine on. Sometimes being alone is better than living with abuse. Avoiding a bad relationship doesn't make you a recluse. Love is built on trust and attraction. And if it doesn't occur, then it can't be forced to happen. Love is a connection that lasts throughout time, and the imprints of it are so warm and divine. Her beautiful, luscious lips, so soft and warm. Her heartbeat is like thunder inside my sensual storm. Long lost love just floating around in space. She has the most beautiful face. My emotions cannot take another heartbreak as I continue to search for true love as pure and not fake. My heart is like a sunken ship lost somewhere in the sea, just searching for the one girl who is just right for me. We could both create our legacy that will survive forever throughout eternity. I get down on my knees and pray, just looking for a beautiful girl that I can love every day. Without her in my life, I feel so empty inside. This game of love has taken me for a ride. The beauty of this girl just blows me away, and to make her happy, any price I would pay. I have to say, and I swear it's true, my entire life I've been searching for a girl just like you. Her presence is like the sun revolving around my heart. Her love is like the Holy Spirit's light shining in the dark. The chemistry we share is based on more than just physical attraction, and I'll do whatever it takes to deliver her satisfaction. Long lost love, just searching every day, as I give my heart to God and let destiny lead the way. She is my angel, and I will treat her like a queen. My world revolves around her. She is my everything. Gods are real as long as we believe. They could be as real as the air we breathe. The heart of a God so strong and divine, devouring fate and manipulating time. God can manifest themselves inside our dreams, creating miracles for us mortal human beings. Without people's faith, gods would just linger in the dark. They survive off the purity inside of our hearts. The soul of a God shines steady in the night, reflecting off a spark from the Holy Spirit's light. As human beings, our lives will eventually end, but through the heart of a God, your soul will transcend. The heart of a God beats strong like a drum, and if you believe strong enough, they will eventually come. Lust, gluttony, greed are sins we don't need. Sloth, wrath, envy, and pride is part of the devil's creed. The sins that we commit every single day, how can we not need a Savior to take them all away? The heart of a God pounds louder at our birth, and it will still keep on beating as we struggle to find self-worth. The voice from a God sounds so peaceful and serene, drowning out everything. Live your life through God and be all you can be, and eventually you'll celebrate the birth of a new dynasty. Legends don't die, their stories pass on, growing stronger with time, they are never forgotten. Every day we walk that line between bad and good, temptations linger around quietly and are often misunderstood. The heart of a God so pure and divine, let God's love clear your soul, body, and mind. Life is an unfair game where you must sacrifice. Just look what happened to Jesus Christ. The power of the wicked lingers in the shadows of sin, while the seeds of humanity get blown around mercilessly in life's wind. Our souls will eventually shed from our skin, and then after that, a new transformation will begin as our souls start to enter into a new dimension. We leave behind on this earth all our suffering, hardship, and pain as we progress to a higher spiritual plane. The heart of a God beats closer every day, and I can hear the echoes get louder every time when I pray. My thoughts lead my mind straight into insanity, so I get out of my head and live to better humanity. Life is not just about yourself. Do not waste your entire life just chasing down wealth. The heart of a God just beats out of control, overtaking my body and comforting my soul.
Where are you?
I'm right here. I'm in the Buick.
I don't see a Buick.
Oh, got it.
Encore, the expectation-shattering crossover from Buick.
Wow.
Now pay no interest for 5 years, plus get $750 purchase bonus cash on the 2015 Encore.
Hey, what's up? This is your boy Gilbert Sines from Spiritually Reincarnated, author and host. And I want to talk to all you entrepreneurs out there. If you have a business, or maybe you invented a product or something, or you have services and you need help advertising, just give me a call and I can help you with advertisement. You know, the key to a good business, a successful business, is advertisement, getting the word out there. You have to let people know, you know, that you exist. And, you know, that maybe you go above and beyond the services and you got to somehow capture their attention and you know, kind of, you know, get them interested in your business. We can help you out. Just give us a call. You can check us out on their website at www.nhisg101.com. Again, www.nhisg101.com. Or you can just give us a call during the weekday, Monday through Friday. The number is 866-543-1875. Again, 866-543-1875, extension 700. And, you know, give us a call, shoot us an email, tell us you want to take your business to the next level, and we can help you. We'll help, definitely help get your advertisement out there. And live from Orlando, Florida, this is Gilbert Sines on Never Had It So Good Sports Media Network, and we'll be right back after this with more shows.
Spreading the word of the Lord through music ministry on Gospel 107. We're live on NHISG 101.1 every Sunday. Gospel music from legends Lee Williams, Rance Allen, and Shirley Caesar. Join us for Sunday service delivered by Pastor Regina Johnson, Pastor Russell Moore, and Pastor Johnny Ray Noble. Bible study with Pastor Aaron B. Williams. And Christian Talk Radio with Pastor Renetta Watson, Pastor Annie Sally, Pastor Warren Sally, and Benita Coney. Gospel 107 every Sunday on Never Had It So Good 101.1.
It's the sweetest name, yeah.
It is the sweetest name.
Sweetest name I know.
Love your hair but hate the damage?
I love my waves, but it gets rough. It's like a tug of war.
It's big and curly, but frizzy. This color is so me, but so dry.
Whatever the damage, Dove your hair. Dove Intense Repair deeply nourishes hair for our ultimate damage protection.
Green and beautiful.
So smooth.
Yes to curls, no to frizz.
For our ultimate damage protection, Dove Intense Repair.
Dove it, love it.
USI Never Had It So Good, 101.1 Radio, the best R&B and hip-hop music, The Quiet Storm every Friday and Saturday, talk radio with the best host in the business, sports talk radio every weekend night with Princess Cooper, Never Had It So Good Radio now on 101.1, and it's 24-7, the world's best radio station.
Sometimes I believe, at times I'm wishing, no, I can fly high, I can go low. Today I got a million, tomorrow I don't know. Decisions as I go, to anywhere I flow. Sometimes I believe, at times I'm wishing, no, I can fly high, I can go low. Today I got a million, tomorrow I don't know.
Every human being is unique in their own special way. That is just part of the laws of the universe. Poetry distinguishes that uniqueness and embraces it through words. The true essence of poetry is to capture all the different traits of humanity by putting them into words. Ingrained and hidden deep in poets' words lie the basic foundations for humanity. In order to be an extraordinary person, you have to do extraordinary things. A true artist is able to capture the time they are in and express it to future generations through words in such a way that inspire hope and new ideas. We all learn from one another's struggle and our mistakes. Gilbert Sines, spiritually reincarnated to that place, coming soon to a bookstore, to Barnes & Noble's near you. My name is Gilbert Sines. This is Spiritually Reincarnated. I want to welcome everybody here. Welcome, friends. 1 hour of spiritual spoken word. We kind of have a lot to get to. I know I was off last week. We just debuted that new poem. I'm also have a new video coming out. I'm just working on getting copyright and patent and everything. But I'm going to have it out probably in, I'm looking maybe in the next maybe 2 months, because I have an album with all my poems. Basically, I'm saying my poetry with music in the background. So I have an album coming out soon as well, too. I'm going to do a couple poems. This poem that I'm going to do is an old love poem. And I obviously wrote it when I'm single. And, you know, maybe you could relate to it. It's called Looking for Love. And I know, you know, on a journey to find true love, it can be painful. You know, you get your heart broken a couple of times, but you know what? You got to get back up and keep going. And you can't lose trust. You can't lose faith. That right person for you, I believe, is out there in this world. You just got to find them. And if your love, if your connection is strong, you will find them. I believe that love does reincarnate. But anyways, this poem, and we'll talk about the love reincarnate more in my next, before we go to a break. I have a song called Reincarnated Love that talks just about that. But this poem is called Looking for Love, and I wrote it about three, four years ago, Looking for Love. The beauty that I see in her is so real. It makes me feel that I'm made out of steel. Her beauty alone takes my breath away. That sparkle in her eyes warms up my day. I give her a hug and feel her heartbeat. The warmth of her spirit knocks me off my feet. Like flowers in the afternoon as she begins to bloom, I'm so attracted to her whenever she's in the room. Her touch is so intense. My heart can't stand the suspense. All my emotions just make no sense. There goes the rain again, falling upon this earth. I can appreciate all of her beauty and everything she's worth. I would cherish her heart. I would appreciate her soul. My passion for her burns out of control. Her body I would worship from head to toe. And together we can both spiritually grow. Like a tree standing strong in the middle of the rain. Just looking to her eyes takes away all my pain. Together through God, we're both one in the same. She is a medicine for my heart, the healer of my soul. Falling in love with her, I cannot control. My entire life, I have felt fear and rejected. Being with her as my dead heart becomes resurrected. She has injected my soul with nothing but love. Her beauty is something that I always think of. She is like an angel sent from up above with such a beautiful spirit made out of love. When she is around, my heart starts to dance. Her beautiful blue eyes put me in a trance. I've been through a lot, but what I say is true. I'm so sorry, but I can't help falling in love with you. That poem is called Looking for Love, and let me take a drink of water here. My voice is kind of going. If you notice that, I know through my second poem, my voice kind of went, so I apologize for that. This next poem that I want to do, I kind of want to get spiritual, and I have some poems I want to do in my book, too. I want to go back. I have a book out called Spiritually Reincarnated. You could get it on eBay, Google it, or any Barnes & Noble. It probably won't be in stock, so you can just have them order it. You can get it through them as well, called Spiritually Reincarnated. And you know what? It's a pretty good book. I figure this is like when I first started out poetry. This is the very first time my poetry's evolved, you know, much more obviously, because I have my second book that I have done and I'm trying to get out to you. It has about maybe 120 poems, close to 130 poems. It has a lot of poems on it. But this poem is kind of is on my book, Spiritually Reincarnated. If you like it, go buy my book. This one is called My Tribute to St. Michael. And this poem's special to me because I believe that St. Michael is my guardian angel. And he's been protecting me my life, and I just feel like, you know, a special connection through him. And I am a Christian, and, you know, I believe Christ died for my sins, but I believe God put a guardian angel in my life, too, and I have a close connection with him. It's called My Tribute to St. Michael, and I hope you enjoy it. When hope is gone and I'm in despair, I do not worry because I know you are there. The shadow of darkness blocking the light. Your love will persevere. I will be all right. You're a strong standing warrior. I know that is true. And after my demise, I will join forces with you. You're the light in the sky shining through the storm. You have always protected me since the day I was born. When the winds pick up and the clouds are near, I have no fear because I know you're here. You're the missing piece of the puzzle that I've been searching for so long. You are my last bit of hope when everything else goes wrong. Nobody can comprehend just how much you mean to me. I will be at your side for eternity. You got your hands dirty, all in God's name. I want you to know that I will do the same. You cast out demons on a spiritual level. And for the remains of Moses, you defeated the devil. You're my inspiration, a hero, and a friend. I will fight with you until the very end. United, we stand. Together we shall fall. If that ever happens, then God help us all. And you know what? I want to do my favorite poem. This is my first love poem that I wrote, the first love poem that I ever written. And this poem is in my book, Spiritually Reincarnated. So that poem was also, that's my tribute to St. Michael. This one, I believe, on page 14 and 15 of my book, because I have a preamble to it. And this poem is called What is Love? This is my very first love poem. I wrote it, man, I don't even remember when I wrote it. I just wrote it years ago. This is my very first love poem. This is not about anyone particular. This is about love in general. You know, love. There are many different types of love. You know, you love your mom and you love maybe your girlfriend or boyfriend in a different way. And, you know, there's different types of love. And I thought it was confusing. And I try and sum it up in this poem. And I have this poem memorized, so I just have it in my book open just in case. But you know what? I'm just going to say it. This poem is called What is Love? There are so many different definitions of love, but which ones are correct? I believe that they are all accurate in some sense because there are many different types of love. I came to the conclusion that love is way too complicated to be described by just one simple definition. Our brain is only wired to understand and comprehend a limited amount of information. As human beings, we tend to rearrange information into familiar categories in our minds in order for us to understand them. The more information we learn only leads to more questions as we come to realize just how little we actually know. To me, love is a special mental, emotional, and spiritual bond that connects two souls. That is just a broad definition. But do we know the true meaning of love? Or is it just an illusion? I call this poem, What is Love? What is love? I haven't a clue, but I feel it every time I look at you. Love without trust is nothing but lust, burnt by the fire and turned into dust. I love God and you as a friend, the type of love that will never end. Love is a connection of souls on a spiritual plane, and searching for it will make you insane. Love is emotion, feeling, and bond that will still be around even when we are gone. Does it come from the heart? Does it come from the soul? Or is it something much deeper we cannot control? Been searching my entire life and treated like dirt. Every time I think I found it, I only get hurt. Through the aches, pains, and times I spend, only to get my heart broken in the end. What is love, and why is it so hard to find? Some keep on searching till the end of time. Love may be in front of your eyes, blinded by passion, lust, and lies. I will give you everything, including my pride. The day you left my life is the day I die. The love of my God will always live on, even at times when I think it's gone. There's something you should know, and I swear it's true. My heart can't help falling in love with you. That poem is called "What Is Love." It's been a while since I said that, so I know I maybe I know it wasn't as clear as I don't want it to be, but it's all good. I think I pulled it off. This next poem I'm gonna do that's in my book. This is the last poem I'm doing in my book, and then I'm moving to other new release or stuff I haven't released yet. But this poem I want to talk about, because this poem, this next poem in my book, it's on page 21. It's called "My Struggle." And this poem, I had an encounter. I don't really talk about much because I'm in the mental health field. I'm a counselor, and people won't take me seriously with some of the experience I had. You know, they'll think I'm crazy or I'm schizo, and I'm not. I'm perfectly normal. But I used to have out-of-body experiences where I could see my body when I was sleeping. And I had one particular frightening one when I was in the seventh grade. And I used to have a room in the garage. We made it into like a little bedroom. And I used to sleep there sometimes. And I fell asleep there. And I had this dream where I saw my body, you know, looking out. And I heard noise. And there were my friends in the background in this dream. So I walk into the house. And there's this darkness. And I couldn't turn on the light. The light wouldn't turn on. And that was the first time I had an encounter with a demon. And I describe exactly what the demon looks like in this poem. This poem, it's not, you know, it doesn't, I mean, it's kind of about that experience, but it's not, you know, I kind of use it. You'll see at the end, it has a surprise ending, and it's called "My Struggle," but it's based on a real-life encounter, my first encounter with a real-life demon, and it's called "My Struggle." I'm a long lost soul just trying to find my way home in the shadow of death where the demons roam. Lost in salvation with pain and despair. What happens next? I just don't care. In the far end of the valley, and what do I see? A ram's head demon just smiling at me, covered in darkness with pain and regret. The sight of this thing I will never forget. The face of this demon, so evil and dark. If looks could kill, he would tear me apart. The horns on his head, so pointy and sharp. The sound of his voice brings chills to my heart. It lives in the darkness, away from the light. This fallen angel is ready and waiting to fight. I pull my sword close to my chest. I will keep on fighting until my death. If I shall stumble during this fight, my soul will perish in the big bright light. A warrior from God, I'm waiting to kill. If I shall fall, then it's God's will. I shall rise from defeat with sins at my feet. As I let go of the past, I'm free at last. I look inside the demon's red eyes, and what do I see? It's me. That poem is called My Struggle. It's in my book, Spiritually Reincarnated. Now we're going to go to something that's, we're going to go to some of my newer stuff. And you know what? I'll close out with that poem because I really like that poem. So I'll close out with that poem that I'm looking at now. I'm going to do another poem. Before, I believe that, like I was saying earlier in the show, I believe that love reincarnates, that you can meet the right person. And, you know, that love will reincarnate and that the same people will find each other again during lifetimes, and maybe they'll learn different lessons together and that their souls will bond together when they go meet, when they're ready to be with God. And because I believe that, you know, in order to be all the lessons, to be with Christ and sit with Christ and to sit with God, you know, we have to learn all the lessons. And I don't believe that we can learn all the lessons we're supposed to learn in just one lifetime. I believe it takes several lifetimes. Maybe some of us can. Who knows? But that's just my personal belief. Like I said, I'm a diehard Christian. I'm proud of my faith. I'm proud to be a brother in Christ. And speaking of that, this poem goes out. Maybe you had somebody you care about pass away. Maybe you've seen them battle a horrible, like cancer, just a horrible disease. And God bless you. This poem is for you, and it's called Whispers from Beyond. When a loved one dies, we all start grieving while their souls are leaving. This is the end cycle of a human being, and it doesn't matter what religion you believe in. We all have to battle that inner demon and find the grace of God to believe in. Whispers from beyond just grazing through time. As I reincarnate into a different lifeline, I feel like a sitting duck stranded in this lower spiritual plane that consists of consciousness which can burn out like a flame. I just witnessed a brother take his last breath. Then I go to his funeral to mourn his death. We are human and will eventually die, but there's no need to cry, because we will all be free from living this lie. We will all get our wings and eventually fly. And the memories we create reflect inside an angel's cry. A teardrop shatters down my eye, trying to create a legacy while time rapidly passes by. I fall down on my knees and pray and listen closely to what God has to say. It is grace that guides me through every passing day. Life can be a battle as we try to do things our way, kind of like driving a car down a never-ending highway. Our soul is forever and precedes death. Our physical body will shed as our souls progress to a higher form of consciousness. When our souls pass over, there is no sadness or regret, and all our pain and suffering disappear until there is none left. Whispers from beyond remain in my memory. My friend's soul is gone from his physical body, but his soul is with God, so I know he is happy. Goodbye, my friend. I hate to see you go, but like the tide in the ocean, we must roll with the flow. Every passing minute is quiet and doesn't make a sound, and with every click of time, it's just another chance to turn it all around. As you look at your body just lying beneath the dirt, you are sorry for your transgressions and anyone you ever hurt. This life has taken you for a ride. As you look at your life from the outside, underneath this blanket full of stars, your life slowly fades away like smoke from cigars. As your soul sheds from your physical body, you appreciate the beautiful life that God has blessed to thee. Whispers from beyond that we can barely hear, Listen to them closely before they disappear, stuck under the sea and in the clouds of consciousness. You dig your grave as your body remains lifeless. Your head is down, just looking upon this earth as you apologize for all your wrongs, for whatever it's worth. Here you lie on your back. Here you lie on your back, just staring down destiny. You don't want to leave, but you know that's how it has to be. You left your mark and sacrificed so much, and now you're ready to feel God's healing touch, like an old sailor after a battle in the sea. You ask for forgiveness and pray for God's mercy. I do not believe that I will never see you again. One day we'll be together and happy, my friend. This is not the end. It's just a brand new beginning. Once we exit this crazy world that we live in, no longer afraid and blinded by pride, you leave your sins in your body where you once died. Whispers from beyond say there is no need to cry. You have your wings in heaven, and now you can fly. My name is Gilbert Sines. This is Spiritually Reincarnated on Never Had It So Good Sports Media Network. I want to thank you for tuning in, and we'll be right back after this.
Reincarnated love. In my next life, her love will await. It will be with me when I reincarnate. In a former life, she was my wife. Her love is something I refuse to sacrifice. Drowned by hate, I suffocate. With her love, I resuscitate. Her love is so strong, it will never be gone. From body to flesh, it will always live on. Like smoke rising up from a burning fire, the irony of it all, like a poetic satire. The touch of her skin, her hair blowing in the wind. If loving her's a sin, I don't know where to begin. The pain I ever felt starts to decay. When I'm inside her, she takes it all away. Inside her body is where I want to stay. Like an out-of-body experience, she takes me away. A state of mind, her love makes me blind. A love like hers is so hard to find. My entire life, I have felt rejected. Her love purifies my soul, makes me feel resurrected. When we make love, the sounds of her scream, yet her gentle touch, so soft and serene. Reincarnated love that refuses to die. Don't waste a moment trying to figure out why. Like the sun shining so bright above the earth, it's like our love was there even before our birth. Reincarnated love that will never fade away, even at times when I begin to stray. She's in my life and I want her to stay. Our love will reincarnate, it will never go away.
So your new prescription does have a few side effects.
Oh, like what?
You're gonna have dizziness, nausea, and sweaty eyelids. And in severe cases, chronic flatulence.
No.
So gassy, girl.
So gassy.
If you're boys to men, you make anything sound good. It's what you do. If you want to save 15% or more on car insurance, you switch to Geico. It's what you do.
Next.
Next.
Over the past 60 years, Dove Beauty Bar's superior formula has remained unchanged. But when it comes to beauty, everything changed. Together, we redefined beauty. We said no to stereotypes and yes to every type. We let go of judgments and embraced what makes us unique. We're proud to have been there with you, caring for you every step of the way. Here's to the next 60 years.
USI never had it so good. 101.1 radio, the best R&B and hip hop music. The Quiet Storm every Friday and Saturday.
talk radio with the best host in the business. Sports talk radio every weekend night with Princess Cooper.
Never had it so good radio now on 101.1. And it's 24-7, the world's best radio station.
Poet identifies themselves through their poetry. They capture images, thoughts, and ideas and transform them into words that can be spread throughout time. A poet's words are their exhibits or showcases to be displayed for everyone to see. Our feelings and emotions are part of our personality. These traits make us human. Poets take fragments of themselves and express it through words every time they write a new poem. Through poetry, others are able to see through the perspective eyes of the poet, spiritually reincarnated, paragraph two of that place, spiritually reincarnated to that place, paragraph two, the introduction. That will be coming out soon. And since I just listened to Rihanna, I feel like, doing a couple of love poems. So I want to thank everybody for tuning in. I want to thank everybody. This poem is called Sacrificial Love. And then I'll do another poem, that the love game coming up, which is one of my favorites. So this one is called Sacrificial Love. In this love game, I had to sacrifice, making changes in my life, constantly searching for my future wife. Then I thought I found the one, but the true struggles were yet to come. Love can make us dumb and make our feelings numb. The purpose of our lives is to find a soulmate so that we can create the type of love that will reincarnate. With love comes all these feelings, pushing us beyond our emotional ceilings. The scent of her love has taken over my brain, and seeing her beautiful full face takes away all my pain. Love can be like an out-of-control train, walking the emotionally insane line. But we eventually learn with time. Trying to find love, I had to pay the price. My heart, I had to sacrifice, but it was all worth it to have her in my life. Sacrificial love, where you must gamble and roll the dice. And if you lose, your heart will pay a heavy price. Waking up next to her brings a smile to my face, and no other girl can ever take her place. The scent from her innocence blossoms like a flower. Her love runs through my veins every minute, every hour. She is the apple of my eye, I cannot lie. Her love transforms my heart like a caterpillar turning into a butterfly. She looks like an angel soaring way up above. And when she takes me to heaven, every time we make love, the softness of her hips as they rub against mine. Her love is like a hidden treasure buried beneath time. In order to find love, you have to play the game. But after you've been hurt, your heart will never be the same. Like a beautiful angel turning into a snake, your heart could only take so much. Love can hurt, so you have to be tough. But the pain burns really slow, tearing off your ego. The memories you have with her continue to flow, getting seduced away with passion. But lust is never everlasting. Eventually, the waves will come crashing to the shore, pushing your heart to a dark place until you can't take it anymore. To enter the game of love, it takes two hearts to play. They must both sacrifice so much along the way. To get inside her heart, you must be willing to pay a price. But gaining her love is worth the sacrifice. Again, I want to thank all the, you know, everybody for tuning in. This is May 4th, 2019, the day before Cinco de Mayo. And you know what? I want to do one more poem to a song. This is a love poem I barely do every now and then. I written this poem for a girl when I used to perform. She used to come, she used to cheer really loud for me, and it used to help. Like, it used to help make me feel comfortable. She was very supportive. And I wrote a poem for her. And I have this poem to a song, and where is actually, I gotta find it first. I have this poem to a song, and it's called Angel Music.
She looks like an angel. When I look at her, I think I found fate. She has the right trait to be my soulmate. I can feel her love as it penetrates my skin. Her long silky hair blowing in the wind. Her love is something that I very much need. Stronger than lust, vanity, and greed. The day I met her, my heart was freed. More than just passion, a much deeper connection. Whenever I look in the mirror, I can see her reflection. Her luscious red lips blossom like tulips. Her beautiful blonde hair swirls in the air. Beauty like hers is very rare. Every time she's around, I can't help but stare. I knew she was out there for me somewhere. Her long blonde hair sparkling in the sun. When I look in her eyes, I knew she is the one. The beauty of her soul sprouts like a flower. I want to be with her every minute, every hour. Where there is darkness, she is my light. My passion for her just feels so right. She's like an angel spreading its wing. She is my queen and I am her king. I can feel God's love every time she says my name. Our love shines bright like an eternal flame. I can see her soul every time I look in her eyes. Her presence alone makes me feel so alive. Her beautiful face, I can feel God's grace. The warmth of her spirit takes me to that place. I would share with her my life if she were my wife. After making love, I would want to lay down and cuddle. I would set down my jacket so she could walk over a puddle. I would give her my heart. I would give her my soul. Yet fate is something I cannot control. I get down on my knees and pray that one day her love will take me away. She is my strength whenever I stray. I would do anything to be her man one day.
You have tuned in to another episode of Spiritually Reincarnated. And this last poem I want to take you out to, this goes out to anybody who's had it tough in the love game. This goes out to you. Sometimes this love game makes me wonder, will I ever find a girl who loves me as much as I love her? When it rains, there will be thunder, as love pulls us under its spell, like living in a mental fairy tale. Only time will tell, as demons dwell, living in an illusionary hell. We both get down on our knees and pray, just letting God's fate take our souls away, like water flowing down the petal of a rose. Connected together are two beautiful lost souls. The love game can be beautiful like a clear autumn day. But it will only be that way if you learn how to play. The love game is known to swallow your heart whole. If you let your emotions take complete control, the passion in her eyes as she stares at me, her love flowing through my veins relentlessly. The power of her touch makes me fall to a knee, and eventually I will ask her to marry me. I waited so long for her to arrive. She brightens my path to God, makes my soul come alive. In this game of love, you must take a chance by putting down your guard in order to find romance. Once our eyes met, I knew she was the one. Our souls united, seeking God's kingdom. The love game is one that we all must play. But things don't always end up your way. The game of love can crash like waves in the ocean if it is controlled by pure emotion. Her soul gives out such a powerful glow, like the sun shining down and burning through the snow. The game of love can be dangerous at times if you cross those emotional lines. Through all the past heartaches that I had to go through, it was all worth it now that I found you. Love is something that can't be forced to happen. It is purely based on mutual attraction. Before I met my soulmate, I've had a long, painful past. But once I found her, my life turned around really fast. Trying to test fate and find my soulmate, trying to find her love before I spiritually reincarnate. I would do anything for her love, whatever it takes. And I've learned a lot through my past mistakes. The love game is something that we all must play. And if you're lucky, you'll eventually find love one day.
Come in to the end of the show now. I will be at Austin's Coffee Shop in Winter Garden, Florida on Wednesday night for Spoken Word. Remember, you may not be able to change the world, but change needs to start with you. I will see you guys next Saturday at 7 p.m. on Never Had It So Good Sports Media Network. My name is Gilbert Sines. This is Spiritually Reincarnated.
To anywhere I flow, sometimes I believe, at times I'm wishing more. I can fly high, I can go low. Today I got a million, tomorrow I don't know. Visions as I go, to anywhere I flow, sometimes I believe, at times I'm wishing more. I can fly high, I can go low. Today I got a million, tomorrow I don't know.